T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So my man, I was just talking about him, Eric Chafin. So I was walking last night with my beautiful wife, Christine, and our dog, Rosie, and she's eating dandelions. Really, man, really. And a big shot judge lives in my neighborhood, very cool guy. And he said that the court system is going to be a calamity. Getting a jury. Check this out. How about some courtrooms will allow witnesses, they have to sit at with their attorney with no mask on. They have to be able to talk to their attorney. So, oops, no social distancing. Some judges say lawyers have to wear masks. Well, you can't make an argument, I don't think, effectively with a mask on. I mean, and you can't get a jury right now. Seriously. Man. And they've never seen this happen in the law field, in the court system. And it's tough. And there's got to be justice and fairness and equity.
That is the number of...
And I wanted to grab Eric Chafin to dive into that. Eric, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Marty?
You're listening to me. These are... you're the former prosecutor. You've seen it all twice. This is a very unusual time for lawyers, is it not, sir?
It is, Marty. I mean, I think that, just in terms of your lead-in, I think it's particularly difficult for criminal cases. On the civil side, it's a different animal because we really do so much on cases outside of the courtroom. And, you know, there's a small percentage of cases that get tried. And we certainly try the cases, but there's certainly ways to move cases forward without trials. And so it's, it's the fortunate thing, I think, for anyone who has an injury case, for example, is we can still move them forward.
No, I've seen this with your firm. It's actually kind of interesting and enlightening. And I noticed this before we met. You decided at some point, I don't know when, tell me when, that you had to be digital. You had to be different. You had to give folks a digital way to reach you. When did you make that decision, and how is that benefiting you now, sir?
Yeah, Marty. So, I started my practicing, back in 1996 at Reed Smith in downtown Pittsburgh, which is a big international law firm now. And one of my mentors there had emphasized to me that, you know, he was in his 50s and he really focused on the firm technology. That's when computers really were just coming online. You know, back when we were using fax machines, were just really starting to be used in full force. A lot of things were happening. And so early on in my career, I had people emphasize just how important it is to really stay ahead of the curve, understand technology and embrace it. And if you do so, you can really create efficiencies and better services for your clients. And so when I started my firm 10 years ago, my law partner and I were very intentional about how we set up our practice and how we work with our clients. And so we've been doing it for 10 years where we work with people in various ways, however they're comfortable. And so now with everything that's happened the last couple of months, we've really been in a position of strength with our clients. And they can work with us with confidence that we've been working with technology for a long time. And so it's just the way we've been. I've been fortunate my entire career to try to be that way. And fortunately now it's paying off for us. I think others are catching on, which is wonderful. I think as an entire bar, I think we really have to be nimble right now in how we respond to things.
I'll tell you what, you made an observation I think people need to know. So there are a lot of folks that are concerned that they can't get a trial, which is fine. But even in the criminal side, 5% go to trial. And on the civil side, what is it, Eric? 2% of the cases go to trial. So it's really not a big issue today.
It is. It depends. I mean, it's 2 to 5%.
Okay.
We certainly take cases to trial where the insurance companies aren't paying the value, and
right.
We do see that. And they have to know there's a threat of trial too. And so it can slow things down. I think that we have enough of a reputation and credibility with the insurance adjusters as well as the attorneys that they know we'll push and we'll hold out for those trials if we need to. And so that does help. So, you know, it's a different animal right now, but again, it's one of those things that, we're able to move and navigate and move cases forward for people. And, you know, we have depositions going on. We have mediations going on. We have, in some settings, we've agreed to binding arbitration, for example, and that's been successful. And it takes the right arbitrator and people that we can trust to actually do a just result for our clients. And so we're figuring out different ways to move things forward, even if we can't pick juries right now. I think it's time will tell both in federal court as well as state court how things move forward. But, you know, we've got big national litigation we're involved in as well. And the Zantac litigation, for example, just got organized in the Southern District of Florida. That judge has issued upwards of 20 orders in the cases or in the litigation, which is all these cases from all out around the country consolidated before one single federal judge. She has tremendous responsibility, but she's figuring out how to move it forward. And so I think there's some good judges out there really showing other judges, both in state and federal court, how to do this. And we're really on the forefront of it because of our national practice. And so that's some of what we want to take back to Pittsburgh and do our work there as well. And it's paying off for our clients.
Hey, just an observation from an amateur. I had a criminal lawyer on the show yesterday. And honestly, so fewer folks are going to bars. Fewer folks are drinking. There's fewer criminal cases. Seriously. And I'm wondering, because fewer folks are driving, are you seeing fewer accidents and fewer accident cases? I'm kind of intrigued by this, sir.
Sure. So the data itself shows, and I think it's accidents overall during COVID were down by about 50%.
Oh.
And there's a study that came out of Stanford, I think in the last month, where they made that observation through data, obviously. And so, yeah, it is impacting, I think, personal injury cases. That's a positive, of course, because we have less people injured. For us as a firm, we do a variety of litigation. In the greater Pittsburgh area, we do a lot of catastrophic personal injury cases. But we also do a lot of pharmaceutical litigation. And so one thing we have found is, you know, there are a lot of people who use Zantac that now have cancer.
Oh.
And that litigation has really just started in the past 6 to 9 months. And so we've had a lot of people calling us about those cases because they're at home. They're watching more television, for example, listening to the radio more, perhaps. And so they're more aware of the issues. And so we just have a lot of people calling us, certainly happy to field calls from anybody that may have taken Zantac and have had various types of cancers, pretty much any type of cancer. Give us a call and happy to talk through it with you. It's a mixed bag, I think, in terms of what we do and how we help people that we're certainly able to help a variety of people.
Eric Chafin joining me. All right, I got to talk about your hankering. You have this, you're drawn to making a difference. I don't know if we've ever talked when you said, hey, let's go. Let's do something else. You're compelled, actually, to make a difference. You're here when you bought 5,000 sandwiches and watched a mile-long line of people, 10,000 masks. What is it about your DNA, my friend, that drives you to do philanthropic things?
You know, Marty, I think, people can say good and bad about everybody, but I think, for us, you included, I mean, we're just cut from the same cloth in terms of trying to help people.
Yep.
In fact, just as I was getting ready to get on the call here with you, Leah, who we both know from 412 Food Rescue, reached out for us and said, hey, we have a ton of produce coming from the USDA. You guys were so helpful in getting, the 10,000 sandwiches we did with you guys. We got trucks organized for 412 Food Rescue to get different pickup locations. And so she's asked us, and I'll just put out on the air, if anyone has any refrigerator trucks available, 412 Food Rescue needs them. Happy to coordinate that through our office. We did it before with the sandwich drive we did. And so we just want to help, Marty. And a lot of people out there in need, putting politics aside, good, bad, indifferent. We're all people. We're all Americans. We all need some extra support right now. And whether it's a small business or an individual, and just really want to help people.
Fantastic, brother. So now you're trying to get food trucks to help deliver produce. That's beautiful. A big shot lawyer like you. Good for you, man. I love it.
Yeah, they got the food. They need the trucks. So, let's help out,
Eric Chafin, you're my man. Thanks, brother.
Good talking with you, Marty. Be well.
Great stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.